welcome to the Pop Council Podcast. I'm your host. My name is Jacob. Today, I want to talk about PlayStation 5 again. Fuck, man. I don't know. Let me move around this fucking chair. Let's see. I'm recording this on Thursday. Tuesday, it looks like PlayStation did another Wired article, wired.com, about the PlayStation 5, gave a little more details. And I went back and listened to episode 20 of this podcast to see what I said about it when they first talked about it. And I didn't say a lot because there wasn't a whole lot. And I, you know, mostly talked about TVs and some other shit. But yeah, they talked a little bit more about it. And it looks like it will be called the PlayStation 5. That's now official. It's the PlayStation 5. It has an SSD, which we already knew. This article also says it's not just the speed that the SSD has that makes it nice. It's the efficiency. So they basically said, like, a lot of developers copy and paste a lot of things, like textures, you know, probably buildings, roads, just stuff. And then, like, people, like, if it's Grand Theft Auto, maybe a bunch of people are all the same. And you just copy and paste, whatever. And this says, like, right here, Mark Cerny says, Spider-Man, some pieces of data are duplicated 400 times on the hard drive. The SSD sweeps away the need for all that duplicating. Well, he said some of that, dude, whatever. Again, I'm reading this from Wired.com. So that's going to be cool. So they also said maybe, you know, maybe there'll be more variety in games, more texture variety, more NPC variety, whatever. Or developers will continue to use that to make it easy on themselves and just save space on a disk or the file, or I don't know. I'm not a doctor, like I've said a lot, so, you know, whatever. Get this cord out of my fucking way, you. My God. Now confirmed also, we will get a 4K Blu-ray player with it, which is nice. Like I said, if you know me, I'm not a huge resolution guy. If it's good, it's good. You know when it's bad. But I always assume I would upgrade to a 4K Blu-ray player eventually, and typically it comes with whatever PlayStation I would get. You know, I wouldn't want a standalone one. I use my PlayStation as everything, so that's nice. I'll have it, and it will support 100 gig optical discs. Now, The Last of Us Part 2 is going to be on two Blu-ray discs, and normally I wouldn't care because I would just download it, but I am going to get the disc. I might get the special edition. So that might eliminate the need for that down the line. Game installation, which is mandatory, which I think it is on PS4 also, will be faster probably. No, that's not what it says. You will be able... You will be able to download, let's say you want to download certain parts of the game. You could download, like, if you buy Call of Duty, and this is, I don't know if this is exactly the fucking, this is just a theory with this particular game. Maybe you'll download the single player campaign and you don't want to play online, so you don't play online. If you only want to play online, maybe you just download the multiplayer portion and don't download it, and it saves you hard drive space, which is going to be nice because I don't think they're going to give us much more than a terabyte solid state drive. I would be shocked. And you can already do that now. If you were to go buy, if you were to go buy, Modern Warfare, like the remaster, it will ask you which one you want to download first. Now, I think you'll have to download one of them. It will download one first, and it will make you download the other part later or after. But this seems to say that you could just not download it altogether, which seems pretty cool, I guess. Maybe, you know, yeah, maybe you finish the campaign and but you still want to play multiplayer and you just delete the campaign and now you got, you know, 20 gigs or whatever on there. That seems pretty nice. They talked about the controller. There might be a speaker on it, or a microphone rather. There's already a speaker on the controller. They didn't say much about that, but they did say it was something. They'll talk about it later. Could be some sort of an assistant, like a smart PlayStation. On Sacred Symbols, TM, Colin's Last Stand. Colin mentioned that you could already do that with the PlayStation 4 camera or any microphone. If you have a microphone plugged in, like on a headset, you can talk to the PlayStation and it will boot whatever game you want. There's certain words and phrases. I don't know how much it works because I don't do it, but whatever. The user interface will be different, apparently. The controller. Oh, I skipped the rest of the controller. The controller will have adaptive triggers that can offer varying levels of resistance to make shooting a bow and arrow feel like the real thing. The tension increasing as you pull the arrow back, or make a machine gun feel different than a shotgun. It boasts haptic feedback, far more capable than a rumble motor on console that console gamers are used to. Highly programmable voice coil actuators located in the left and right grips. I would imagine that this is some sort of minorly upgraded version of what the Xbox One has. I've talked about it before that I really like the rumble motors in the Xbox One's controller for the racing game. I don't know if any other game uses it. And again, on Sacred Symbols, they talked about, you know, a lot of this stuff. Probably, you know, the first party is going to use the, you know, Gran Turismo is going to use those rumble motors, and it's going to be perfect. In fact, I believe they talk about it in this article. You can feel the difference between gravel or the road, and then the man, I got to figure out what those are called. The edges of the track that are like on corners. Fuck, I should know that, but I don't. It's probably a word for them. It's a technical term. They say it all feels different and it's like way, like really nice. Now, I'm all for that. That's cool. And if a lot of studios don't use it, like who cares? Like, there's a touchpad on the PS4 controller. Nobody uses it. But like sometimes I really like it. Sometimes I like to use it as when games use it as a menu. Like that's now just like the open your map thing. And it's not all that hard to press. It seems like it would be like less intuitive to press it, but it's not. It's kind of nice. So yeah, I don't know. I don't have any problems with adding a lot of features, even if they're not used, unless the price is now like $80 to $90 per controller, which I'm sure it's gonna be. They did talk about using upgrading the battery, which is phenomenal. Please upgrade that. Now, here's the thing, though. I've talked about it. I've had such poor luck with DualShock 4s, probably more than any other controller. Maybe I'm just more picky now, but like, No, that's not true. I've just they are finicky, man. It's, I don't know. So I hope they are built like a brick shit house, and I can bounce them off walls and all kinds of shit, because I'm not trying to pay $100 for a standard DualShock 4. I'll just go buy a third part. What is it? The Astro C40, whatever it is. If it's, if it works with the PS5. But you know what? I wouldn't, because I kind of want that if it's got all this cool rumble shit in it. A lot of competitive gamers, they just take the rumble out. They turn it off, whatever. They have their own controllers. They don't want it. It fucks with their game. At least that's what I hear. I don't know. That's what I've read. And but I would want, since I don't play competitively and I don't play, I'm not playing online shooters really. I would much rather have a more immersive experience. Like, I would want to play The Last of Us Part Two and feel the bow and arrow, if that's how it works. Now, I'm a little concerned. I kind of want the la I want I don't know if I'm going to be able to play it with L2 and R2 as aim and shoot, because I'm so used to L1 and R1. I've even switched it on the PS4 version. So hopefully there's an option. But then if it's so cool to pull a bow and arrow out, and I know that's a PS4 game, but they're going to port it to PS5 in like a month. Or not a month. It comes out in February, so it's going to probably be a launch game. A launch. There's going to be a launch patch where, because it's backwards compatible, you'll be able to put it in, but there's going to be a launch patch where it's like, "Oh, you can get the upgraded load times and upgraded fucking even crazier textures and updated controller support." So I fully expect that to happen. But I would want to play that if I had the option. They also said that they ran a character through PSVR's Astro Bot Rescue Mission, and I guess it's running on the PS5, which seems to suggest that's definitely happening backwards. I'm pretty sure they already said it was backwards compatible. And you can't, if you're going to make a PSVR 2 and then not allow PSVRs in the 5, that's a, no one, if you've sold 3 to 4 million of these things, nobody's going to be like, "Well, I want the new one." Not a lot, anyway. I don't use it enough, but I do want a better screen. Anyway, they said it was a distinct and surprisingly immersive tactile experience. Sand felt slow, sloggy. Mud felt slow, soggy. Okay. Sure. And ice was a high frequency response that made the thumbsticks feel like my character was gliding. Jump into a pool, I got a sense of resistance of the water. A wooden bridge, a bouncy sensation. This all sounds great. And this is shit that I didn't really expect. I am kind of closed-minded in looking to the future. There's things I want, and there's things that I think they think of, the people who make the big bucks, that they think of things that you don't know you want yet. So immediately, I think load times is my biggest deal. I want faster load times. I didn't even think about it until they showed it to me, really. I was like, "Oh, that's fucking awesome. I want that." The biggest thing before that was probably backwards compatibility for all systems. That was the pipe dream, the one PlayStation to rule them all. And if that happens, I mean, take my money. I'll buy two. I'll leave one in the box, just for, safekeeping. And so I don't know, and I also read that from my IGN poll about who wants what. What are you most excited for? And I was like, "Well, those are my top two things." But they talked about, like, "Oh, you'll be able to look into a game and, like, on the main menu of your PlayStation, and it'll be like, you can just load this level from." So let's say I boot up the PS5 and I go to The Last of Us Just picking that game. Is my fucking computer is like heating up, dude. Could cook eggs on this thing. Oh my god. Anyway, you can probably hear that. Sorry about that. I need to like close the program or some shit. So, if I were to boot up The Last of Us, let's say this is a PS5 game, and I boot it up, and instead of going into the game, loading a chapter, doing a thing, I could just go, I want to play chapter 2 of this save, and it just goes to it. I don't have to load the game to go into the game. That's cool. Something I didn't think was ever going to be a thing, something I never would have thought of adding, but they've thought of it, and now I want it. So that's cool. So that's why I say I'm a little close-minded or not a visionary, because these people are like, hey, wouldn't you want to do this? And I'm like, kind of. We'll do that. Yeah. And if it has an SSD that's as fast as I say, it'll be like nothing. It'll be like, click, oh, I'm playing. So that's fucking awesome. Scrolling down further. Yep, the border between the track and the dirt. We got the Gran Turismo thing. Fucking USB Type-C connector for the next DualShock. So, that's nice. Larger capacity battery, said that. Motors, all stuff. And it will come in a bit lighter than the current Xbox controller with batteries, it says. So, there you go. Another interesting thing in this article is... oh, they said ray tracing is hardware accelerated and not software based, which I think is just a good thing. It's good. And the other thing was Blue Point Games is making a game, might be a remake. We're working on a big one right now for PS5. The last thing they worked on was Shadow of the Colossus remake. So it could, then they usually do ports or remakes remasters and other shit. So let's think about what game they could be remaking, a solid PlayStation game remake that could be a launch title for the PS5. I don't know. And they said it's a big one. Let's see. I'm going to type in iconic PS1 games. PlayStation games. That's a caps lock. We've already gotten Crash Bandicoot. We're going to get Final Fantasy VII. Spyro the Dragon. Exclusives. We want exclusives. Exclusives. This could be anything. I mean, they could be making a new game. Who the fuck knows? Oh my god. I can't think. And it's got to be an exclusive that Sony owns. Let's just type in PlayStation exclusives, because this is giving me, you know, it wouldn't be like a Metal Gear. They're not going to get the rights to that or anything, and that, you know, blah, blah, blah. Franchises. This is harder. I can't even think for, I know a bunch, but I can't think of any old ones that would be kind of brought back to life. They're bringing back Medieval. That's coming back. Ratchet and Clank's been rebooted. Would be weird to do a Gran Turismo game. That's dumb. They're just cars, so there's no story there. Well, let's see. The best-selling Sony games on vgsales.fandom.com. Wow. Okay. It's weird seeing the exclusive games, and you know they would be selling less because they're only on one platform. But like, okay, The Last of Us and The Last of Us Remastered is at 19 million copies sold. If you go to like Call of Duty, it's like, let's find out how much Call of Duty sold. Call of Duty sales. I was actually going to do an episode about this. Which Call of Duty has the most sales? As blah, 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 Modern Warfare 3 Edition, 30 million. So that's a fuckload. That doesn't seem like that much, though. That can't be right. Let's click this graph. There's a graph of it. It's probably correct. Month. Yeah, maybe it was. Oh, Jesus. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Let's just do what I was doing, and we'll do a different episode about that. We've got Uncharted. That's not gonna happen. Gran Turismo. Not gonna happen. God of War. Done. Horizon. That's new. Crash, done. Infamous, not old enough. Heavy Rain, no. Spyro, done. Ratchet and Clank, done. Motorstorm, not gonna happen. The Getaway, I don't see him doing that. That's a whole nother different project that you don't want to fuck with. SOCOM, don't think so. Jak and Daxter, maybe. Or I doubt Sly Cooper. Twisted Metal? Doubt it. In the top 56 of these selling, the top 56 highest selling, I don't think almost any of these are worthy, or I can't picture it. Jak and Daxter, maybe. That's maybe the only one I can see them working on. So that's going to be my guess for now, unless I think of something else. And I'll update you next week. I guess, I don't know. That's going to do it for this episode. I've just rambled a bunch. Thanks for listening. If you got this far, go read wired.com. They got the whole article there. You can sift through that because I'm bad at this. And, okay, you can, if you want to hit me up, hang out on the internet. You can find me on Twitter at PopconJacob. That's PopConJacob. Thank you, and I will see you next week.